Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a story told by the Chassid, Rav Michal Teitelbaum. And he said as follows: my father, Rav Chaim Moshe, was in business in Russia, and he bought and sold logs. Logs of wood that would be used to build things. And he used to go on trains a lot of times for his business. When I was a young boy, says Rav Michal, I once went with him on one of these trips. We were on the train all night, and as soon as the sun rose, it was time to daven shacharis, the morning davening. My father took out his towels and tefillin and began to get ready to daven. Now, the car was full of very noisy Russian peasants, simple people. But my father didn't pay attention to anybody. As soon as he stood up to put on his talis, suddenly the entire car of that car on the train became quiet. My father davened at his regular speed. And during the whole time that he davened, nobody spoke. As soon as he finished and sat down, the loud talking of the simple Russian people started up again. I was very surprised. I said to my father, what's this? How is it that all the Russian peasants, all the Russian non-Jewish simple people, as soon as he started davening, they became quiet, and they were completely quiet until you finished davening? So my father said to me, that when he first began traveling by train, he asked the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, what to do. At that time, it was very dangerous for a Jew to travel by train at all, because many times there were wild, mean, terrible people who would see a Yid on a train, who would see a Jew on a train, and just grab him and chas v'shalom, Lolenu, just throw him out of the door as the train was moving. And of course, the Jew would be terribly hurt or maybe even killed. So it was very, very dangerous for a Jew to travel on a train. My father asked the Rebbe if he had to travel on the train, he should maybe cover his talis and tefillin with his coat and hat and not let anybody see that he was davening. The Rebbe said, Chaim Moshe, if you will not stand proudly in your Yiddishkeit, in your Judaism, then who do we expect is going to be proud of their Judaism? So from that day on, my father davened on the train without trying to hide anything, and all the goyim, all the non-Jewish people, gave him great respect for it. This is also what it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that a Jew should never be ashamed or embarrassed from his Yiddishkeit, from his Judaism. We should be proud to wear our yarmulke and tzitzis, to wear our nias, Jewish clothing, to do things and say things like a Jew. And Hashem certainly will not only protect us, but will give us great respect in the eyes of the non-Jewish people too. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.